the sportsman villain pulls a tennis racket and throws it at Batman. The tennis racket has razor sharp edges to it.
Good Lord! That tennis racket you pulled from your jersey! It's a buzzsaw! That will slice me to ribbons! I'll have to dodge it!
The tennis racket goes into a street lamp. Batman kneels down and looks at the disabled tennis racket with the razor sharp edges. He thinks to himself,
that was a closer shave than I would have liked. This sportsman character moves faster than any man I've ever seen, excluding the Flash. Well, I dodged. He ducked out of here. But this time, look at this racket. This time he's left a potential clue.
Back at the Batcave under the Wayne Mansion.
A deadly and vicious device there, Master Bruce.
An ingenious, Alfred. It's an ordinary tennis racket with a chain loop around the outside and a power source in the handle. But look at this. The sportsman may be a mechanical genius, but he's not very clever. He left a store label on the handle. That's gonna cost them.
Every religion has its holy place. And the modern religion of sports is not an exception. In Gotham, its holy place is the Sports World Shopping Mall, where the faithful may come to purchase the athlete's versions of prayer beads, like Nike running shoes, Adidas sweatsuits, Gucci jogging pants, and etc., etc. Shopping mall for a completely different reason. I'd like to return this tennis racket to its owner, but I don't have his name. Could you look through your sales records?
Oh no, I couldn't do that. Our records are confidential. But if you care to leave your name, I might wanna. Oh wait a minute. That racket isn't a part of our regular line.
Bruce Wayne notices one of the sales clerks running off to hide himself. Bruce Wayne thinks to himself,
hey, that salesman. I've seen his face before. Oh, of course. He was the custodian at the Gotham City Stadium.
Mister, this is a test piece. It's part of a shipment that came in only 2 days ago. Perhaps you should better talk to our buyer, Martin Mantle. He was just over here just a moment ago. Where is he?
Sir? Sir? Bruce Wayne runs off and runs after Martin Mantle, the sales clerk who just ran off.
Oh, how rude of him!
Bruce Wayne runs into this boiler room, which is at the back of the sports store. It fits! This Martin Mantle guy must have been masquerading as the stadium custodian and was intending to wipe out his tracks when I arrived on the scene. But I never noticed him then. He was just a part of the background. I saw him come through this door, but where is he? The sportsman comes running at Bruce Wayne with his steel-hard hockey stick. Bruce Wayne thinks to himself as he closes the back door of the sports store. Can't let him get near me with that hockey stick. Not as Bruce Wayne. The sportsman hacks and hacks at the door. Mantle, he must be a quick change artist. But I've had experience in that line myself. And what Bruce Wayne shouldn't be equipped to handle is Batman's stock in trade. Wait, Strange! Strange! I expected him to break down that door by now. But all I hear is a lot of silence. Batman re-enters the boiler room behind the sports store. This is the second time I've misread the sportsman's intentions. There won't be a third time! Wait, he's gone! Where is he? I was sure he recognized me from yesterday morning at the stadium. And judging by his wild attack, I thought he'd be certain to keep after Bruce Wayne until he killed me. I was wrong! Yes, can't second guess a lunatic! Wait! I hear shouts! Shouts from the shopping mall! Dear Lord, he's out there!
It's Bedlam on skates!
Only a few minutes ago, this Monday morning shopping crowd was a busy, happy throng of people. But now it's a terrified mob as the sportsman slashes through its myth like a lunatic harvester.
Keep away from him! He's crazy!
Watch out for that hockey stick!
He's trying to kill us!
You are all no better than the idiot jocks you admire. Worshipping muscle, killing yourselves in the name of good health. You all deserve to die.
And you're gonna play Grim Reaper, is that it, sportsman?
Ah, Batman. Sooner or later, I knew we'd face off again. But I prepared a little surprise for you.
Return to Batman number 338 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. All right, let's look at our ads. I want to rifle through these pretty fast, actually. Let's see. Lifesavers! Lots of fun and flavors! Roll up in your very own Lifesavers roll and dream all your favorite Lifesavers flavors! Just think of all the fun you'll have with a Lifesavers slumber bag for only $12.50 each. Add your very own Lifesavers knapsack for $2.90 and flashlight for $3.50 each. And every day can be a new Lifesavers adventure. Just get one or get them all. Here's how to order. Write the total number of each item you want in the proper boxes on the order form. Fill in the form with your name and address and send it along with a check or money order payable to Lifesavers Premiums. Include one Lifesavers roll candy wrapper or three Lifesavers lollipop wrappers for each item ordered and send it to Lifesavers Premiums, P.O. Box 7681, Strathmore Station, Bridgeport, Connecticut, zip code 06650. Lifesavers, roll candy and lollipops. Lots of flavors for you and lots of fun things to do.
All right, here's something. This would allow you to shoot things. Would you like to shoot things with this? Let's find out what I'm talking about. All right.
Cannon shoots 100 yards. Plans and instructions to build a cannon that really fires tennis balls without gunpowder. Great for target practice. Fun for young and old. Costs less than $5 to build. Balls reuse and never wear out. Cannon shoots 100 yards. Rush $3 to Good Life Products Incorporated, P.O. Box 7205, Department 3, Newport Beach, California, zip code 92661. Cannon shoots 100 yards.
All right, let's do this one here. I've read it before. Anyway,
self-defense, kung fu, and karate. Learn unbeatable fighting power, black belt instructors. New home study course, certificate awarded. Send 25 cents for details. New Orient Karate School, Department M, P.O. Box 1195. Avon, New Jersey, zip code 07717. Self-defense, kung fu, and karate.
All right. Whoa. Real radio people. Some of us who do radio shows, we do get sick. We're not perfect. Okay. Let's see. Okay, this one really quick.
Radical!
Jocks, the shoe named for you. Whether you are into radical sports or the regular sports, whether it's BMX racing or Play-Doh biking, basketball or baseball, whatever the sport and however you play it, there's a jock's shoe for you. Available only at Tom McCann. Jock's Jag, the official shoe of Team BMX Jag.
Radical!
Jock's, the shoe named for you.
We now return to Batman number 338. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. only a few minutes ago, this Sunday morning shopping crowd was a busy, happy throng. Now it's a terrified mob! As the sportsman slashes through its midst like a lunatic harvester!
He's crazy! Watch out for that hockey stick!
You're all no better than the idiot jocks you admire. Worshipping muscle, killing yourselves in the name of good health. You all deserve to die.
And you're here to play Grim Reaper, is that it, sportsman?
Aw, Batman, sooner or later I knew we'd face off again. So I prepared a little surprise for you.
The sportsman pulls out a shiny silvery ball out of his pocket and he hits it towards Batman.
As Tom Watson might say, four,
four.
As the silvery ball, propels towards Batman, Batman kicks it away.
This isn't the Gotham Open, sportsman, so forgive me if I don't play my PGA rules.
Batman kicks it away and it explodes.
I thought it might be something like that. Nothing explosive. Not the way you batted that ball. The fumes are already dissipating. But if that little capsule had burst near me as you expected, you might have gotten that hole in one that you were aiming for. As it is, sportsman, you're trapped out.
Batman jumps and kicks the sportsman square in the chest. But the sportsman retaliates back and hits Batman.
Guess again, Batman.
Batman falls into a batting practice net.
What? I should have realized you are wearing protective padding.
Just like the pros do, Batman. Not very sporting of me, is it?
I'm caught in this net of this automatic baseball pitcher. What now?
The sportsman raises his steel-hard hockey stick. He's ready to hit Batman with it.
What do you think, Batman? What do you think?
You are listening to a reading of Batman number 338, August, the year 1981.
We'll be right back. delicious taste has always had less than 10 calories? That's your lifesavers.
You know, that's my favorite candy. I never knew each one had less than 10 calories.
You bet your lifesavers.
Thank you.
Hey, Mom, can I have some candy?
You bet your lifesavers.
Can Lifesavers Roll Candy add more fun to your life with less than 10 calories each?
You bet your lifesavers.
Guys would rather play ball than eat. You'll play anywhere, anytime. Your jocks right down to your socks. And it's for you guys Tom McCann named their sports shoes. Jocks by Tom McCann. Built tough to play anywhere, anytime. Jocks built fast and light. Jocks, the first shoe good enough to be named after you. From $16.99, only at Tom McCann. Jocks, the shoe named after you.
From me, I don't know where my baby can be. This is Ella.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Yes! Yes! I thought you might try something like that. Nothing explosive, not the way you batted that ball. The fumes have already dissipated. But if that little capsule had burst near me as you expected, you might have gotten that hole-in-one you were aiming for. As it is, sportsman, you're trapped out. Batman kicks the sportsman square in the chest. But the sportsman retaliates back and hits Batman as well.
Guess again, Batman.
Batman falls into a net of a batting practice net.
One.
I should have realized you were wearing protective padding.
Just like the pros do, Batman. Not very sporting of me, is it?
I'm caught in this net of this automatic baseball pitcher. What now? The sportsman raises his solid steel hard hockey stick over his head. He's ready to clobber Batman with it.
What do you think, Batman?
I would have liked to explain yourself before you killed me. Why the murders, sportsmen? Why kill all those sports figures?
You want reasons? Okay, here's my reason, Batman. I'm killing them. Because sports is killing me. Sports is killing me.
We go into a memoryscape of the sportsman's childhood.
I wasn't a very athletic kid, just average, I guess. But average wasn't good enough for my father. He wasn't about to accept average from his very own son, his only son.
Damn it, boy! I told you to watch the ball!
Gee, Dad, I tried.
I don't want you to try, you little weakling! I want you to do it! Father slaps his son.
The
mother notices and comes over and hugs the son.
The child's trying to do her best, trying to do his best. He can't help if he's not a natural athlete. If I ever see you hit him again...
What will you do, Louise? What will you do, drag him crying home to Mama?
You're inhumane, Martin. Sometimes I wonder if you're the same man I married. Sometimes I wonder if I ever really knew you at all.
Oh, go ahead and whine. You're turning our son into a whiner just like you. I can't be bothered with this. I've got work to do.
My father's work was sports medicine. He was one of the early proponents of steroids. Steroids to build an athlete's muscles. But he had other ideas as well. Ideas
that would have made him an outcast in the medical field if he ever revealed them. My father believed that athletic ability could be learned by an unathletic body through the injection of DNA, the memory chemical present in all living things. By taking DNA from the tissues of a true athlete and introducing them into a non-athlete's bloodstream, my father hoped to produce a pseudo-athlete. And naturally, the first person he decided to test his theories on was his very own son.
Lie still! Lie still, you little crybaby! Come on, lie still! This is gonna make a man out of you! I'm gonna put this needle in your arm! So lie still! Lie still, I tell you! I tell you! I tell you!
No, Daddy! No! It hurts, Daddy! No!
My mother must have heard me screaming. And she was shocked, speechless by what she saw when she rushed into my room. My father seemed to come out of it like a man shaking off a dream.
Louisa! Louisa! Louise! I know what you might be thinking! I swear it's for our son's own good!
You monster! You monster!
Mother, comforts her child in the child's bed.
I don't know what you thought you were doing, Martin. Frankly, I don't care. I think you need a psychiatrist, but I don't intend to stay here with our son while you go get it. We're leaving! We're leaving!
My father argued, he pleaded, he even threatened, but he couldn't change my mother's mind. We left and I never saw my father again. Years later, my mother told me he'd sold the house and just disappeared. Strange things began to happen to me then. I grew quickly and I discovered I had a talent for sports that I never had before. My mother did not approve, but there was no way for her to stop me short of locking me away. I was obsessed with athletics. And by the time I graduated high school, I was the captain of 3 different sports teams. At college, I majored in engineering and continued my sports career by going out for the track and field, basketball, and football teams. And then, the day after I finished 2nd for the Heisman Trophy, the headaches began. Oh, the headaches! They were unbearable! Thinking became almost impossible. I took so many painkillers. I was in a perpetual fog. Finally, on my mother's insistence, I saw a doctor. And I was told that a foreign substance, was affecting my nervous system. I was going to die. It was my dad's memory DNA, of course. I realized what I had always known in my heart. My athletic ability was a chemically induced sham.
Now it was killing me. So I became the sportsman. I couldn't repay my father for what he'd done. So I did the next best thing. I used my engineering skills to create my costumes and weapons. And now I take my revenge on the sports world. And I play my games for keeps.
Marty Mantle! Mantle! You're sick! You're sick in the head! You need help! Medical help! Give me the stick! Give me the hockey stick! Let me take you to a hospital!
Oh, I'll give you the stick, all right, Batman. But the only place you're going to is the Gotham City morgue.
I didn't want to do it this way, Mantle, but you wrote the rules.
Batman steps on a lever that's on the ground. The lever pitches a baseball and it hits the sportsman square in the back of the head, distracting him. It distracts him enough where Batman can give a good solid uppercut, knocking him out.
You wrote the rules, so you called the game.
Epilogue. So I see, Batman. So you faked your illness.
Commissioner, I could have pulled free from that net of the baseball pitcher in a moment's notice. When I realized that the sportsman, or Martin Mantle, rather, had lined up perfectly with that automatic baseball pitcher, I knew I had an opportunity to provoke a confession.
Two police officers forcefully walk the sportsman, Martin Mantle, past Batman.
I meant what I said there, Mantle. You're ill, and not just physically. Blaming strangers for your own misfortunes.
Go ahead, lecture me. In a few months, I'll be dead. What will your lectures matter then, Batman?
There's always hope, Mantle. Your illness may not be incurable. But if you do survive, you'll pay for your crimes. It would be best if you... It would be best if you knew why.
Why?
Policemen lead the sportsman into an ambulance and take him away. The end. You have just listened to a reading of Batman number 338. August, the year 1981.
chez toi. Dream. I do my best. Fight the Good Fight by Triumph. You can find that on the, what, Allied Forces LP. Allied Forces. A little bit before that, when we have there before that, oh, let me check my notes and everything like that. I was kind of out of the room at the time. Oh, we listened to Chilliwack. So You Want to Be a Star was that song. And then ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, a huge hit for them at the time. I remember my dad. This is like a memory of mine. I remember my dad coming up to me. I'm a little kid. And he told me, if you want to be cool, you got to listen to ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. That's how you become cool. And I remember him liking the Hold On Tight song so much that, like, I saw him dancing in his underwear, you know, and everything like that. You know, you really like a song when you gotta dance and you don't even get your pants on. Just do it in your underwear. You don't care who's watching. Even if it's your son who's going to remember that like decades later and tell people on a public radio station. Okay. Right now, I gotta put those memories away and kick off to another comic book radio theater. I said it weird there. All right. I'm going to read to you right now. I want to get to this. I want to jump, skip, and run and all that to this. I will read to you Amazing Spider-Man. Number... Oops, I dropped... Oh, I dropped this down. Amazing Spider-Man, number 153. And I'm... Let's look at the cover again. Amazing Spider-Man, number 153, February of 1976. All right, February of 1976. This story has a football theme to it, a college football theme to it. But because it's there's a college football theme to it, there's also a college theme to it. A little bit of a technology theme to it for those who love their computer technology and stuff like that. Maybe advanced electronics technology. So you'll enjoy that. So... I really feel sorry for